A time of Lectio Divina for the discerning heart.
Monday of the fifth week in Lent.
As you begin, take a deep breath and exhale slowly. For the next few moments, surrender all the cares and concerns of this day to the Lord. Say slowly from your heart, Jesus, I trust in you. You take over. Become aware that He is with you, looking upon you with love, wanting to be heard deep within your heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 8, verse 12 through 20.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will not be walking in the dark. He will have the light of life. At this, the Pharisees said to him, You are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid. Jesus replied, It is true that I am testifying on my own behalf, but my testimony is still valid because I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge me by human standards. I judge no one, but if I judge, my judgment will be sound because I am not alone. The one who sent me is with me, and in your law it is written, that the testimony of two witnesses is valid. I may be testifying on my own behalf, but the Father who sent me is my witness too. They asked him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, You do not know me, nor do you know my Father. If you did know me, you would know my Father as well. He spoke these words in the treasury while teaching in the temple. No one arrested him, because his time had not yet come.
What word made this passage come alive for you? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, give the Lord an opportunity to speak to you. Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will not be walking in the dark. He will have the light of life. At this, the Pharisee said to him, You are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid. Jesus replied, It is true that I am testifying on my own behalf, but my testimony is still valid because I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I judge no one. But if I judge, my judgment will be sound, because I am not alone. The one who sent me is with me. And in your law it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is valid. I may be testifying on my own behalf, but the Father who sent me is my witness too. They asked him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, You do not know me, nor do you know my Father. If you did know me, you would know my Father as well." He spoke these words in the treasury while teaching in the temple. No one arrested him because his time had not yet come.
What did your heart feel as you listened? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, through him, with him, and in him, listen to the word. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will not be walking in the dark. He will have the light of life." At this, the Pharisees said to him, "You are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid." Jesus replied, "It is true that I am testifying on my own behalf, but my testimony is still valid because I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge me by human standards. I judge no one, but if I judge, my judgment will be sound because I am not alone. The one who sent me is with me, and in your law it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is valid. I may be testifying on my own behalf, but the Father who sent me is my witness too." They asked him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You do not know me, nor do you know my Father. If you did know me, you would know my Father as well." He spoke these words in the treasury while teaching in the temple. No one arrested him, because his time had not yet come.
What touched your heart in this time of prayer? What did your heart feel as you prayed? What do you hope to carry with you from this time with the Lord? Let us now close with the prayer to the Father that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.